Sun Country gets the green light to reorganize. Sabreliner is thriving through the recession. And should stimulus funds buy avionics for the airlines? This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, September 13th, 2010. Sun Country Airlines announced Friday the confirmation of its plan of reorganization, which allows the company to exit bankruptcy. The plan was confirmed by Judge Robert Kressel during a court hearing in Minneapolis and approved by the creditors eligible to vote. The plan provides for cash payments to certain creditors and a distribution of equity to others. Sun Country CEO Stan Gatick commented, quote, "Today marks an important step in the company's emergence from bankruptcy. I wish to thank both our employees and our customers who continued to support the company during this process. The plan's confirmation highlights the successful turnaround of Sun Country Airlines, which will emerge as a profitable and debt-free company," unquote. Sun Country has been working to free itself from the bankruptcy of its parent company, Petters Aviation LLC, following some legal troubles for founder Tom Petters. There are some businesses which do well in recessions: car repair shops, air shows, national parks, and apparently aviation businesses which deal in helping owners keep existing aircraft longer. Sabreliner broke ground Thursday for its newest aircraft stripping and painting facility in Perryville, Missouri. The company plans to provide services to more and larger aircraft and says it will add a total of 400 jobs over the next 4 years. Company President Pat Finneran explains, quote, "Sabreliner specializes in enhancing the value of existing aviation assets. As both the private sector and government look for ways to hold down costs, the demand for our services grows, and that's a trend we expect to continue for the foreseeable future," unquote. The new 27,000-square-foot facility will house stripping and painting operations for aircraft as large as Gulfstream jets. But the company says it's not just about cosmetics. Sabreliner says it also expects to add engineers, finance specialists, and aircraft mechanics. Last week, U.S. President Barack Obama announced that $50 billion will be spent on new transportation infrastructure projects in an effort to boost employment and the economy. And NextGen ATC was one of the specific projects mentioned. The Aerospace Industries Association says it will push to get some of those funds used to buy new cockpit equipment required for participation in NextGen. Reuters reports AIA President Marion Blakey told the Aerospace and Defense Summit, quote, "The president has opened the door," unquote. The airlines say efficient air traffic control is in the national interest, and basic costs should be covered by taxpayers. Up next on ANN, SpaceX gets a partner to promote its services in Europe. Here's more evidence of water on Mars. And this FAA decision is getting praise from the industry. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through innovation. It's what led us to develop Cirrus Flying 2.0, the framework for a bold new take on private aviation. And as a result, the gap between the aircraft we produce and those of our competitors continues to widen. Cirrus knows where the personal aircraft industry is headed. We're already there.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 13th. I'm Paul Plack. SpaceX reports it has formalized a commercial agreement with Astrium to provide dedicated launch services to the European institutional small satellite market. Under the agreement, Astrium will work with SpaceX to market Falcon 1 launch capabilities to various space agencies and other institutional customers in Europe for launches to take place through 2015. Access to dedicated launch services will allow customers with very small payloads to launch independently to low Earth orbit, giving them greater control over their schedules. SpaceX says Falcon 1 can provide these services at the world's lowest cost per flight when compared to any other launch service provider. NASA's Phoenix Mars lander, which arrived on the surface of the Red Planet in May of 2008, is no longer operating, but the data it sent back has kept scientists busy ever since with analysis. NASA says the research now suggests liquid water has interacted with the Martian surface throughout the planet's history and into modern times. By analyzing isotopes of carbon and oxygen within the carbon dioxide that makes up 95% of the Martian atmosphere, they now believe that liquid water primarily existed at temperatures near freezing, and that hydrothermal systems similar to Yellowstone's hot springs have been present, if rare, throughout the planet's past. NATA, the National Air Transportation Association, says it's happy to see that rules announced by DOT Secretary Ray LaHood and FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt Friday are targeted to address pilot hours of service rules for Part 121 airlines, and that on-demand Part 135 operations will get their own separate rulemaking. NATA says it remains committed to the need for a revision of the Part 135 crew member regulations related to flight hours, duty periods, and rest requirements. Still ahead, Japan gets its first low-cost airline. The British Royal Navy bears down on pirates. And here's an aviation art competition for elementary age school kids. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, September 13th. I'm Paul Plagg. Japan is about to get its first low-cost airline, ANA, All Nippon Airways, most famous recently for being the launch customer for the Boeing Dreamliner, has a memo of understanding with a Chinese direct investment group, First Eastern. The new airline, which will operate independently from ANA, will fly both international and domestic short-haul routes out of Kansai International Airport in Osaka. The new company will be established by year's end, with Japanese investors holding a two-thirds stake, of which ANA will hold 39%, and First Eastern will hold the remaining one-third. That's the maximum foreign ownership currently allowed for an airline in Japan. Operations are expected to start in the second half of 2011. ANA CEO Shinichiro Ito commented, quote, "Regardless of the intense competition, we anticipate an increase in passenger traffic demand in East Asia and came to the conclusion that a low-cost carrier would be the right approach to compete effectively in this market," unquote. A Royal Navy Merlin helicopter squadron is deploying to the Horn of Africa and the Gulf of Aden to carry out anti-piracy operations. Personnel from 820 Naval Air Squadron will be embarked on Royal Fleet Auxiliary Ship Fort Victoria and will be equipped to counter the threat of piracy and maritime terrorism. International anti-piracy efforts are being coordinated by combined maritime forces based in Bahrain. Using highly advanced sensors and communications equipment, the Merlin helicopter will provide surveillance of shipping routes and will detect and deter pirate activity, as well as providing the capability to board and search vessels. The announcement also notes the aircraft, in conjunction with Royal Navy ships in the region, will also have the ability to use force to neutralize any threat to commercial and leisure vessels in the area. The Merlin brings proven technology and is large enough to carry Royal Marines for sniper operations and boarding via fast roping. And finally today, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation is inviting young artists to express their creativity through its annual Aviation Art Contest, sponsored by the department's Bureau of Aviation. State DOT Secretary Alan Beeler notes, quote, "We've been very pleased with the participation and creativity students showed in this contest in the past. Aviation supports thousands of jobs in Pennsylvania, so we're glad that the kids are learning about an important industry and having fun at the same time," unquote. The view from the pilot seat is the theme of this year's contest. Entries will be judged in two divisions, first through third grades and fourth and fifth grades. there will be 22 winners statewide. Get more details in the text version of this story, dated September 12th, at aero-news.net. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves says if you show up for a check ride with a glass panel, you need to know more than what all the buttons do. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.